For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Tiemann. In local news, Quebec has now reported a jump in its number of probable COVID-19 cases, now placing the number at 628. Despite the rapid spread of the virus in the province, work continues to be a top priority for grocery store owners and employees. Our reporter Maya Locke-Edelbaum has the story.
Grocery store workers are feeling the stress of COVID-19. Quebecers tore through grocery aisles last week to stock up on food and supplies.
Oh my God, there's too many people here.
Yeah, they said a lot of rice, toilet paper finished and everything.
Now things have calmed down, but many grocery store employees feel vulnerable to the coronavirus, mainly because they deal with so many customers. I spoke with Suganti Sunjamuti. She's a full-time cashier at Friterie Green Canadian, a small local grocery store in NDG.
I'm scared. That's a problem. But I'm the only one working full-time here. Other cashiers called me yesterday. They can come because they take a metro and bus. They said we can come 2-3 weeks.
Sunjamuti is worried because she is over 50. She says her family depends on her income and she cannot afford to be sick.
I have to cut my hours.
Maya Locke-Edelbaum for CJLO 1690 AM Montreal.
In national news, Air Transat has had to lay off approximately 70% of its workforce in Canada amid COVID-19-related concerns. These layoffs account for about 3,600 people, which includes all of its flight crew personnel. Air Transat had been operating in an effort to repatriate as many people back to their home countries following many government officials' decisions to close their borders. They were able to safely return more than 60% of their customers back to Canada as of March 22nd. In international news, the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics Committee released a statement declaring that this year's games will be postponed to 2021. This announcement comes a day after Canada decided to withdraw its athletes from the Summer Games. Canada's Olympic Committee stated that a global health crisis is far more important than sports. Another sporting nation which also refused to send its athletes to Japan amidst the pandemic was Australia. Although a postponement of the Summer Games could cost the country billions of dollars, COVID-19 was making it difficult for athletes to train given that gyms, stadiums, and swimming pools around the world had begun to close. Stories today by Maya Locke-Edelbaum and myself. To hear the newscast or to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.